Volume the Simon Ches. I think last week we ended off with the Indian of wearing tzitzis. Ikim with tzitzis. Tals cut on the voice of a god she tummy year of Yiskar mitzvah. So Mishmuah's shrays that people put in the tzitzis inside. They're hiding the fact they're doing a mitzvah and the vaz is a mitzvah. So then said in and Mishmuah they're very stark. The person who wears tzitzis out. Come on. So then the Mechaber discusses different halachas when a dinei hefsek. And somebody wakes up and goes ahead and in the morning. And let's say somebody's putting on a couple of different pairs of talisim or tzitzis, aka of Scheinberg, right? Or get a taskat and tazgadol. So the Mechaber says that if somebody has a lot of begadim of abrikanfis, the all chayv and tzitzis, and technically the all chayv and bracha, narvas. If you do it and then you have sick, so then you're not going to make any bracha. You only make one bracha, but if you have sick, then you have to make a bracha and every single one. Who then, if you didn't have a hefsek, you didn't have das on every single one of them, so then you're going to have to make a separate bracha. Avadi is supposed to have das, and Avadi is supposed to, and not to be mafsik, because we want to make as little brachas as possible, but lemaisa, if a person would be mafsik, then a person would have to go ahead and make a bracha on every single one of them. What's called hefsek gadol shu bechalas agadas, but she is man mal waiting. He says he brings down the magram shach waiting that there's not a hefsek, but the eved I feel show yes they deeper. So just time waiting around. If it's not so long, it's not going to be a bracha. It's not going to be a hefsek. He says if somebody talked in between, he says it depends. If imsak menem may do be the tzarch levisha kulin shom tumli bag a little boy, she asks for another baguette. It's partially you don't have to make another bracha. If it wasn't the tzarch levisha, he brings down a machlekes. Well, in the Mechaber in Sifrit Gimel and the Magvam Habi Achreinim, Kapais Kam Sikha Baal Magam Bechal Hefsek, and other Achreinim say that it's like Sokh B'em says, Suda wants to make a brach on one of them, so then the fact that I talk between one and the other one is not going to be considered a, it's not going to be a Hefsek. Akwan he says, Shouldn't talk about Achila, but about the Indibra and Chazir who will move on. Come on, this is not so much negate us, so that God we don't wear so many pairs of talisim. The case, I guess, where is negate is the minhag of Kaisel is that you put on your talis cut in the morning, we don't make a brach on it, and we make a brach on the talis cut. What's the reason why people, what's the reason of minhag come from? So, one reason of minhag come from because maybe the talis cut is not going to be a shear. Therefore, we're worried about it. The cheshbon is maybe people are misatas in talis katan, and the minig is that we go ahead and we don't make a bracha on talis katan, but we make a bracha on talis katan. Now, technically, you have some type of hefsek in between, and technically, it's actually be two separate mechayim. So, come on, what comes out is that if it's not such a big hefsek in between, you don't have a tremendous long hefsek in between, then you put on talis katan without a bracha, and then afterwards you put on talis gadol. Mechaber discusses, well, maybe just traveling alone should be hefsek. If you're walking, you go from the Halevish Taz Katan Mubarcha, you made a bracha. Then you go to Beis Knesses and you go to Taz Gadol. You say, you have to make a bracha. Talich me basically Beis Knesses, that's considered hefsek. The shit of the Mechaber is going from one place to another place, that's considered hefsek. And Schenken, if you're doing it in the same house, so then that would not be considered a hefsek. So come out according to the Sfaradim, every single time that's it's a tremendous hefsek. You can make a bracha on talis katan, you can make a bracha on talis gadol. It's two separate mechayvim because it's illegal to have hefsek. The Shmur comes out that Chayodim is choishes das asoy mishnim makim lavi hefsek. The mishnim makim is not going to be hefsek. Therefore, he says you don't make a bracha unless you didn't have das, hefsek a das, or very, very far away. That's very far away. How far away? Doesn't we say exactly? How long? How much time? There is like a disim that l'mashal. If somebody's gonna get up in the morning, when is talis katan? They're gonna learn a couple hours. That's some bissel shvat to say that they shouldn't make a bracha on the talis katan. There's a tremendous hefsek in between. To bring down that Rav Yashav used to learn like a half hour before davening. He used to put on his talis. And the other would not be considered hefsek, but definitely if it's not like a long amount of time, you should make a bracha. But in the climb, it's an hour or two. You have to go against the first seder before davening in the climb. You should make a bracha on talis katan, and then make a bracha on talis katan.
Today I was menachem over Beit Shemesh. Also nice.
On the talis, basically, you once you have it on, so then. If you take a vitalis and And this shot comes up all the time. I get shot all the time. Like, yeah, you have to dominate. Go to took up his talis and learn an hour or two or on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You know, the olden days are like really long breaks. But when the shul is smaller, dime on a little quicker. So the question is, like, you take every talis and then you put it back on, again for davening. The shah is, you're gonna have to go out and make another bracha or not. Happens Shabbos day, you eat somewhere, so you go straight from davening, take every talis, and you bring your talis again to go walk home. The shah is what the law is. Mechayav brings down, if you take it off, you have das, put it back, you have to make a bracha. So, finished. Because you took it off, no shaykhs too, you have to make another bracha. Even if you have a talis katan on, even if you put it right away, the pshita itself is a hefsek, you have to make another bracha. Ramah brings down, Eim Rav Archim, Meidate, Lach Sata, Ramah says you have to make a bracha. Piyeshe, Medavkin, Shav Talis Katan, that Ramah says you have to make a bracha. Davka, if you have a talis katan. When the Mishnah will pass in Lamais, is like this, that if you took off your talis gadol, and you had das to put it on, so then, prefers to put it on, you don't have to make a bracha, even if you don't have a talis katan. Mashenkein, if you should have it stama, then you have to have the talis katan on. Because if you have mind to put it back on and you have a talis katan on, then you're okay. If not, then you'd have to go ahead and make a bracha. And how long is it considered that's okay? What's considered, how long is it has to go? That's a lot of different shirim in the place of the world. It seems as a half hour.
Why is it not the same time as before Shabbos?
What do you say?
The same amount of time before Shabbos.
It's a little bit more kal to be oikah the bracha than to what's considered two separate maisim in order to go ahead. There's a bracha talis katan, there's a bracha talis gadol, right? It's different things, right? And it's a little more kal to when I made the bracha to be oikah the bracha to.
It's harder to do that.
Yeah, it's more. I go on. The Shita, which is the most cool dick, which is I'll pay some gold, which one of says Lashon, if it's going to be 2 to 3 hours, then the Rosh is a half hour, because when this is an hour or two, the grass is 2 to 3 hours, that we're not picking today. Hasak Hadas, and Mechinoi, Gimelis, you can have like a very long break. If you have, then the Maisi, you would not have to go ahead and make. Yeah, you'd have to not to go out and make a bracha. But this is only important. This is only put on the same talis again. A lot of times, like Arab Shabbos, people have a Shabbos tzitzis, and they put on a different beer. That for sure you have to make a bracha. That you never had das on. I mean, you had das, but that was a big episode. You made a bracha in the morning, and then you put on talis katan before, an hour or two before shkia. That for sure is going to make a bracha.
We're talking about that's what helped there.
Yeah, because it's a big hefsek. It's a hefsek like 20 hours later. It's not going to be. It's not going to happen. So it's a 3 hour break. You're not going to make a bracha on the talis, which is definitely not going to do it. Now the one case which is the game, maybe Mishra brings down the talis falls off in the middle of davening, so there's no das. So he says that if it totally fell off, you have to make a bracha. If it didn't totally fall off, then you would not have to make a bracha. Now, there are some. Which are makel is tila dove, and others say even that. They say that you not have to make a bracha even falls off. The other is like hasakadas and pshita. It says no, because people listen fall off. It happens, For some things, hasakadas. Some of the mice, the psakim and shabruz, the mice, someone has to go ahead and make a bracha. So what's it when somebody goes to sleep? So if you go to sleep at night, you have to make a bracha. Which agav, and again, you bring your tzitzis at night. So chesim mevay into it. Up here, rizal, it's a good sinyan to where. To wear your tzitzis at night, the fish is like calling out into it. It is a cheshbin, like if it's, some people do wear their tzitzis at night, because the two cheshbin is why some people do. Number one is Sosyon Kibiz Chayav Alayla, but so if we're okay. And also, even Layla's last night tzitzis, but what time do you wake up this morning? Right, way past the lights, right? So technically, in that time when you were sleeping, if you have your talis on, then you get a mitzvah.
You're sleeping, you get a mitzvah?
Kipshuta, you get a mitzvah. Kipshuta. I guess in the whole shayah, what's a lot together somebody sleeping? It's like a shaita, is he? Definitely when from the time you're long, you open your eyes, how long did it take you, the time to get up? It's a chumrah, most of the kaisel's not knowing that, whatever. It's not, I personally do it, whatever, but, yeshinyan bazaar, definitely it could be a cheshma like that. So, if you go to take a nice good Shabbos afternoon nap, So is that going to be hafsik or not? So you take it off of Maisa, you get that 2-3 hour nap, and you're really going to get... Could be sleeping alone is considered hafsik. Could be sleeping alone is considered a... Sleeping alone is considered hafsik. So Mishra brings out an eight, so we should do is like a panim, ichasa, asma, b'shashina. You should like cover yourself b'shashina, and afterwards you don't have to make another bracha. Because what does this mean, you cover yourself? So it's like, al kapanim, what's al kapanim, manasha? If I'm wearing it, it's not kapanim. What changed? Elamai, he's saying like this. If I'm wearing it, fine. If that's not something that's fine. Al kapanim, I'm just saying, if you have some type of cheshbon, if you have it on you or wrapped around you, halah, it's like sitting on you, that's not considered hesach hadas. Interesting thing. And that being kind of mitzvah, it's not considered hesach hadas, because like it's on you, it's that, it's good.
What? What do you say? It's like a
Ken Levisha,
no?
I only think it's not a key mitzvah, it's going to be al kapanim. What's al kapanim? You're wearing it, right?
Yeah, wearing it's not it. As I'm
wearing it. Right, so it's like some type of gedder that's not a hesach hadas, but it's not a kiyum mitzvah, and that's the maisa when you take your afternoon nap, maisa, that's what you should do.
Someone puts a new tzitzis on at night.
Wow.
Someone puts a little tzitzis
or towels on at night.
And you wouldn't make a bracha because Layla was not on the right. Okay, which we got my chavit tzitzis right now. So this gets into the whole shayla wearing katan tzitzis and tamar pishtim. So there's two shittas in the Gemara and looks like it's in the Rishayna. We paskin, is it that Obu got my chavit tzitzis or dafka tamar pishtim? And I don't think it's going to be chavit. My chavit tzitzis, one of chavit tzitzis in the Torah, beged pishtim, like tzamer, rechelim, beged shaminim, my chavit tzitzis, and my darbonin. It's not my darbonin. It's fine, well, only tamar pishtim is chavit tzitzis. Yeshayimim, Kulu Chayim Midraisa. Some say that Olam Chayim Midraisa, Vahachi, Yachasa. That's what you're asking. The sack of the Ramah is that all begotten of Chayim Tzitzis. Mishpurur brings down a lot of people which are Machmer, and this is Yerushim Yachas and Lachash Devishayna. Yash tells that some of these Chayim Tzitzis are not turned. It's basically, Sarah Pesham is definitely Dreisa, Shar Minamar Machlekes Darbonin Dreisa, Machabe says Darbonin, and Ramah says going to be Chayim Midraisa. This gets about the Shayla. Wearing wool tzitzis in the summer, very, very hot, and the shah is what's the correct thing to do. So, Mishpurur is saying, Yerushan, Shemachra, you should wear wool. Moshe is Shubin. Chedi Beisim and Aleph discusses it's very hot in the summer, and so the question was like, it's hot, plus, anyhow, I'm Manashach. If it's not Chayiv, so then there's no, then really, there's no, it's no, either it's Chayiv. If it's not chayiv, it's not bittul mitzvah. It's just how I'm getting a kiyum. The rice I'm getting a kiyum in the rabbanon. But manashach, I definitely am getting a kiyum in the rabbanon. The most rice, no, I've already should get some more pishtim. It's in order to become the rice, it's a very chashur thing. It's hot, you'll survive. And Moshe is very, very into it. And as you do it, the Vilna Goyim were tzitzis of other meaning. They're not worth some more pishtim. I can't hear like a chazanish bedarakoi. And the question is what's the pshat in the Minhag of the Goyim and the Minhag of the Chazanish. So, some say, probably the most posh Mahalach is probably the most problem Mahalach. It was just being Mephi saying they want to know what their Kara Din is. Because if everyone thinks after we're Dafka, it's somewhere Pishtim, Zeho. Right? So, all the people who are, you know, Mesorati, not so from, and, you know, the people whose Yarmulke is about this size, right? So, if it's decided to be Tzemer, it's not going to happen. So therefore, we want to remove a fire saying the Iker Din. The Iker Din is the Maisa of the Begun of Archive and Sitzis, and the Kamal is the Chi, and Maisa Ramah Pasin is the Ochai Midraisa, which is the Yerushmaim, Yitzel is Rishayim. They don't want to be Pasin, the Iker Din. And that's why we're Dafka, other Arminim, as opposed to Tzema Pesha. Now, others say that Fakat, the Gemma is being Machmer. He really had 2-3 pairs of Sitzis. He had Tzema Peshtim, and he also had another type. The Gemma went to have a Cheshbin, to have the Kim Sitzis Midraisa, and also to have the Darabonin. That was the Cheshbin of the And therefore, it wasn't really Kalkula, it was really Chumra. There's a third Cheshma, which Shturm brings down that the Goyin was based on that. It was a Chumra and Klayim. It's a Loch and Klayim that if you have a Begad, a Pishtim on top of its summer, and you can't get off the Pishtim without getting off the summer. The bottom is Pishtim on top of the summer. You can't get it off without. In other words, you can't get one off without taking off the other one, so then that could be a problem of a Levisha of Klayim. So if you go in, you have a pishtan on the shirt, so you should have wear it summer dika tzitzis, so you should have a klayim, and then from the klayim, he went and decided it was kedai to be machmer on that, and not to wear some of the pishtan. Well, Gemara Maisa definitely mishtadlin, like Rav Moshe writes, to get the kiyum deraisa, and it's a really good thing. You know, some people just are sweating machines, and you know, it's like they, you know, they can't deal with it. Okay, Yesh Mokoyim, it's only Yerush and I am not going to Machmer, good thing to be Machmer, but it's definitely a good thing to go on to be Machmer. And the big shaila is the Negeya, nylon, polyester, the type of tzitzis. What's the halacha of this? You know, there's like this. We have Tzemach Pishim is definitely Raisa. Shaar Minim, that's what looks like Chayav Ramah. Then there's Beged Shalar. Beged Shalar, if you have leather, that's not going to be Chayav and Tzitzis at all. And it doesn't have a shame, Beged. So Rishon Tshuva Beis Aleph discusses what's the issue of Beged Shalar, that Beged Shalar is going to be part of Tzitzis. His main concept in Cheshvan is that a Beged Shalar is something which is Shayach, leather. You could just make it into a baguette without making it into strings and strands. Therefore, that's the side of a baguette shalar. Therefore, talking about even if you take a baguette shalar and make it into strings, that's still not going to be chayv because it's something which doesn't perhaps need it. Therefore, it doesn't have a din of a shame baguette. Therefore, Moshe writes, and he gave these nylon and other types of regardum. So, Moshe, it's not considered a baguette, it's chayv to make it without. Polyester shayv without making it into strings. Therefore, it's not chayv. It's just Bay Midra, I said Bay Midra 1 is totally Potter and Sitzes 31 Shanak. And do it. Other Paiskim did not look at it that way. Like others say that could be a Skai Midra Banan. That Hart Sweet is Lamaisa. You make it into strands. He says Lamaisa would be Chayev. Like Midra Banan would be Chayev. Rabbi Yashiv also could push it to be Chayev Midra Banan, but he's afraid to let you make a bracha on it because, you know, it's not possible to be Chayev Midra Banan. And yeah, Lamaisa definitely should stay away from you. You want to open a gate? Children, yeah. Children know you're going to lock because I'm on a shelf. Oh, it's Thomas there. What age should children have to start wearing tzitzis? It's usually what age people put on from 3 years old. That's the minute you got to try tshuva, 3 years old. I bet some is not chiyuv when they're 3 years old. Because the Gemara says, once you cut the chayim tzitzis, cut in the other satif. We know it's not a... You're a satif. Satif's not so easy, right? So definitely not chayim tzitzis until 6, 7. So anyhow then, it's not, you know, it's not really chayim. Probably most kids sit to sorrow. We're going to see when we discuss the shear. Not so posh that they have the shear, as we cover very shy, and they're very small. My God, I'm going to get children, you know, it's Nagin, the huckle on these nylon and other types. Shun Zama held the mice, you could make a bracha, but I'm going to get adults, so that we don't do it. There's a whole thing about undershirt sitzis. That they have an undershirt and they just put tzitzis on it. Chaim did not like it. Chaim said that there's a tesefto. The tesefto says that a big dizeya is not really chayv tzitzis. A beggar, the whole thing is just to absorb. It's not a beggar, which a person wears. It's just to absorb the sweat. That's not something that's going to be chayv tzitzis. If a zak, if Chaim be all that, he's gracious that the undershirt tzitzis are a big dizeya. And being that they're a big dizeya, he did not like. Are they popular? They're saying.
Summer.
The kids have it. I don't know. The kids have it.
Sports,
right? The football team. Oh, and that reminds me of the football team. They brought me a pair up there on their jersey. Two shells. Two shells now. That's so on side of the gate. I find the biggest day. No, no. Was that a shell?
It's so cold.
I don't know. It's a couple of years ago.
It's split in the corner side.
Yeah,
it's probably
Rose Sussville. Could be. Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's something with it.
Oh, the jersey. Okay,
yeah. Yeah. So, Yeshayim, the tzitzis has to be the Tzav HaTalas. The tzitzis and the talas should be the same. Do it. Ashkenazim, the Indian wants tzitzis back to Levanim. I'll go to Swim and the Shanas. That the tzitzis should be the same color. So, Svanim have ever totally white. Everything's totally white. Have like those black lines, blue lines. Ashkenazim do have it. Where does it come from? It's like Rabbi Nachman say that it's along the lines of being reminding you of a Dumin Techeles. You have like a little black or blue line to remind you of a Techeles, and that's where it comes from. This is maybe one of the tainas. Maybe one day we'll discuss about the halachas of Techeles. So whether we have Techeles on Zeh, we don't have Techeles on Zeh, and you know, maybe we might need to sugi a little bit. But some say so. Lemaisa, let's say we don't have tchilas on that. So what do I lose?
Sarah.
So let's put that on side second. So that's the only thing you lose. This man, hey, Shaim, so let's just sit in the seven tchilas.
You have the white.
They say it.
Nope,
not all of them. So that's the question. I have an answer to Chaim. It brings an answer to Chaim over here. That I answer to Chaim. What's the shteichu to be mino? Shteichu to be summer shopper.
Nowadays,
yeah. What?
Nowadays, Rambam would say that nowadays when there is tachilas, he would say these things. What do you know about this? It's a mouth you should have. Why?
Right, but the question is on. Let's say you hold the hands like this. Let's say the people outside of Chayes is 2% right. But what do I lose?
Two.
Let's say it's 2% right. The 1% right, or the 0.5%.
Oh, so, right.
So what am I losing?
What is?
I said it never came either way. And now this you lose is my love. It's a Dallas maybe. You know, you use a mic. It's not a time. But two is enough, you know, there's that, maybe that Milo. So maybe let's get some more arichas. Be'itoi uviz ma'noi. Right, some other things.
What about the regular sitters that they, the ashrams, like strings and everything, but it's like, instead of black, it's white. It's like, just white.
That's because the Sfanim do that. They do it because they want
to. So that's the process.
That's what the Sfanim do that, because they want everything to be.
Ashkenaz.
For ashrams to wear that, they sell it like with ashrams strings.
What's he asking? That's why he's doing.
No, there's the way that this is wrapped on the corners. And they have the way.
And he's got it right. It's meant for Ashkenazi.
Yeah, I'm saying the minigas have some type of black or whatever, you know. That's the